Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tes Zayin. Today we're going to be doing the last daf of the first, but the last full daf of the first parak of Masechet Baba Basra, and we're going to talk exclusively about Iyov. We're first going to talk about the first round of Yisurin that Iyov suffered, then we're going to go on to Iyov's response to that round of Yisurin, and then the Gemara is going to tell us how the Satan and Penina were both acting L'shem Shemayim, even though it seemed that they were not really acting, they were not acting properly. The Gemara is going to tell us how Iyov begins to question and he starts challenging whether a person really has Bechira Chafshis or Kadosh Baruch Hu just sort of makes him that way, and he ends up doing whatever he was predetermined to do. And then the Gemara is going to tell us four terrible things that Iyov said against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically on the last challenge that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that maybe Hashem got confused between Iyov and Oyev. Hashem is going to have five responses about the precision with which he runs his world, and that there is no confusion in front of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how Iyov's friends knew of his suffering, that they knew to come, they didn't live anywhere near him. And then the Gemara is going to discuss Iyov's daughters and talk about daughters in general, the value of having daughters. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what it means that Hashem blessed Avram Avinu Bakol. It's going to have seven explanations, a couple of which involve daughters, and that's why we get into it, but seven explanations what it means that Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. And toward the end, it's going to segue into how Yishmael did tshuva during Avram's lifetime, and how Esav didn't start doing the five major averos until the day of Avram's death, and that was part of Avram's blessing. So that's going to be those are the topics of today's daf. Let's begin. We are holding on the bottom of daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are at, I believe, Vaya'an HaSatan Es Hashem Vayomer Achinam Yirei Iyov Elokim. That they had this conversation that we discussed yesterday, where the Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you haven't tested Iyov. If only you would test Iyov, he wouldn't be as great as Avraham Avinu. So Savayana Satanas Hashem Vayom Rachinam Yirei Iyov Elokim Halawat Sachta Bado Vad Beso. Of course Iyov is Yirei Shemayim. Of course Iyov seems to be even greater than Avraham Avinu. You never tested him. You never gave him any challenges in life. So my Maisi Yadav Berachta, what does it mean that you have blessed his Maisi Yadayim? Amr Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kalanotel Pruta Mi Iyov Misbarech. Anyone who got money from Iyov would experience bracha with whatever he invested it in. My Mekane Paretz Ba'aretz. What does it mean when it says Mekneu Paretz Ba'aretz, that his flocks scattered or were able to go far and wide? Amr Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mekneu Shaliyov Pirtzu Gidro Shalolam. It means that they were unnatural. Min Hago Shalolam Ze'evim Hargim Izim Mekneu Shaliyov Izim Hargim Ze'evim. Normally you have to protect your flocks of sheep from wolves. Iyov's sheep were able to eat the wolves, so it was an unusual success that Iyov had. V'ulam that you can test him and you can affect everything that he has, but so the Satan says, I want to be able to test him. Let's see if you test him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to the Satan, you can have whatever you want of his, but not him. You can't affect him directly. So right away the Satan starts to chip away at Iyov's success. How does he do it? They were enjoying a normal good day in the family of Iyov. The children were all having eating and drinking wine in the house of the oldest brother. And a malach comes to Iyov and says that the bakar hayucharshos and the asonos were ra'os al yedehem. So what does that mean? My bakar hayucharshos and asonos ra'os al yedehem. I'm Rabbi Yochum Lamichit Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iyov Me'ein Olam Haba. This teaches that what Iyov experienced in terms of what happened with his possessions was Me'ein Olam Haba, because the Navi Yirmiyahu in Perek Lamed Aleph tells us that in Olam Haba Harav Yoledes Yachtav, that Las Lavo, pregnancy and birth will be on one day. So when Iyov would plant his field, it grew on the same day that he planted it. That's why Habakar Yucharshos, the day that the Bakar were plowing, that same day the Asonos were already enjoying the produce that grew from that from the planting that follows the plowing. So it all happened in one day. That was Me'ein Olam Haba. That's the kind of experience Iyov had in life before he began to suffer. So then someone came, a messenger came and said that the fire came from Shemayim and it burnt up all of the sheep and the shepherds that were watching the sheep. Then other news came. That the Kastim broke up into three groups and attacked and took all of the camels and killed all the watchmen who were watching the camels that belonged to Eov. Od, and the pasuk goes on to say, it's a Zemadaber Zebah, the pasuk actually says, that still while the previous messenger was talking, another messenger comes and says that your children were all eating, in one house, a massive wind came and blew over the house, and all of the children died. So Eov gets up and he tears his clothing and he removes some hair. He pulls out some hair. It's a discussion. A lot of Eov's thing, a lot of the things that we compliment Eov for in this daf seem to be very questionable in terms of the halachic validity of doing these things. So there's certainly things we criticize him for, but even the things that we compliment him for. So this is the first halachically questionable thing that Eov did. We're not allowed to pull out our hair in mourning. So that's the pasuk says l'sasimu karcha ben enechem lemeis. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Gros suggests that he doesn't mean that he pulled out the hair entirely. He got a haircut. He cut it partially so as not to be in violation of that halacha. But it seems a little bit strange. Vayomer Arum Yatzasim Bet Animi Varum Ashuv Shama Hashem Nasav Hashem Lakach Yishem Hashem Mevarech. At this point, he seems to be handling everything with the utmost dignity. He says, "If I came into this world with nothing, so I'll go back with nothing." And Hashem Nasav Hashem Lakach Yishem Hashem Mevarech. Hashem is blessed anyway. We find that same phrase by Hallel. Yishem Hashem Mevarech comes up when, no matter what a person is going through, whether a person feels a need or a motivation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for some miracle, or whether a person is suffering the worst kind of Yisurin, Yishem Hashem Baruch Hu. You have to remember, Mevarech Hashem al Ra'ah, Kishem Shem Mevarechim al HaTova. It's all Yishem Hashem Baruch. It's also an interesting phrase that Rashi notes, that Eov says, I came from Beten Imi Aram, so I came naked from my mother's womb, and that's where I'll return. People typically don't return to their mother's womb. They get buried in the ground. So Rashi says you have to say either that mi beten imi is lav dafka, what he meant is I came from the ground, or that not that I'm going to return there. Returning there is lav dafka. He means it's going to be returned to the ground. Okay, b'chol zos l'chata Eov l'nasan tefila tifla l'elukim. With all this, Eov did not sin and he didn't complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yayom v'yob b'nei ha'elukim li'is yatev, and it was on that day, and again the Malachim were meeting up in Shemayim to try to be Malamid Zuchus and Chova and different people. It was Rosh Hashanah. Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Eimi Zeh Tavo. And Hashem says to the Satan, where were you just now? Vayana Satan Hashem Vayomer Mashut Baaretz. I was again traveling the breadth and depth of the land. Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shalom Shati B'kol Olam V'lo Matzasi Kavduch Avram. And I looked all over and there's no one like Avram Avinu. Shemar Tilo Kumas Halich Baaretz Lachra L'Rachba Ki L'cha Etnana. You told Avram Avinu to check the whole land, the width and the length of Eretz Yisrael, and that it's all going to be his. And when it came time to bury Sarah, he couldn't even find Dalit Amos in Eretz Yisrael to bury Sarah unless he paid Abrameo Shekel Kesef Velohira Racha Midosecha. And he still didn't question you, Ribbono Shlolam. Ve'yomer Hashem el Satan, Asamta Libcha El Avdi Eov, Ki Ein Kamo Ba'aretz. Well, have you paid attention to Eov? There's no one like Eov. Vodenu Machzik Petumaso. Everything you did to him, and he's still completely faithful. Vatiseini Ba'Levalochinam. And you were Mesis me. You tried to get me to destroy Eov for no reason. So it was all for nothing. Now the Turi Evan raises the question: was it really Chinam? Was it really for nothing? There's a Gemara in Sota Dafir Aleph that Amar Rabbi Simai Shlosha Yuatzim Hayu LeParo Melech Mitzrayim. The Paro Melech Mitzrayim had three advisors. One of them was Bilam, who said that she should be Meshabed Bnei Yisrael, and therefore Bilam ended up dying for it. The second one was Eov, who was Shasak, didn't say anything about the plan, and therefore he suffered Yisurim. And the third one was Yisro, who tried to defend Klal Yisrael, and that's why he was Zoche, that Bnei Banav are Yoshim Belishchas Hagazes. So you see that Eov was punished for a reason. It wasn't Chinam. So he suggests that had it not been for the encouragement of the Satan, the Onesh would not have been quite as Chamur. It would not have been quite so terrible. In the Sefer Avos Yonasan and the Ein Yaakov, he suggests that Rabbi Yochanan is Lishitaso, that Eov was Mibnei Yisrael that came from Gola, from the Golas in Tkuvas Bayesheni. So then, meaning, and therefore, he could not have been one of Paro's advisors. Remember, we had 9 different Shitos in the Gemara when Eov lived. So obviously, that Gemara in Sota is only assuming like one Shita, but we don't necessarily know that that this Gemara is assuming like that Shita. This Gemara that says that Eov is innocent and that Hashem was Mesis Himchina may be assuming like one of the other Shitos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Mali Mikrokos of Yev Shalomra. The language, though, was so strong. Had the Pasuk not said it, we would never be able to use such language about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kadam Shem Sisin or so. Venises, that Hashem is like a person that you could convince him to do things against his better judgment. That's the way we seem to be describing how the Satan convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Mesis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do something. B'masni Satana, Yoridumata, that the way the Satan works, the way the Yetzirah works, he goes down into this world and he causes people to sin. Va'ola, then he goes up to Shemayim Umargiz and he prosecutes against the person who he just caused to sin, and then Notel Rishos, and then he gets permission from Hashem to kill the sinner, and Vinotel Neshama, and then he goes and he kills the sinner. So he's scheming to work toward a person's downfall. Vayana Satan es Hashem Vayomer. Od or ba'ad or v'kolasher li'ishitin ba'nafsho. The Satan says, yes, Eov may still be faithful now, but that's because you haven't done anything to him physically. Look at how a person reacts. If you throw something at a person's head, what's he going to do? He puts his own hand in front of his face to protect himself. What's going to happen to his hand? His hand is going to get hurt. He's going to get an injury. Even a person's even willing to throw his body in front of his body to protect it. So for sure he's going to be willing to throw his money in front of his body to protect it. You haven't done the worst to Eov. So Hashem says, okay, Ulam Shlachno Yodcha Vega El Atzmo Vel Besaro Imlo Penechi. I'm sorry, the Satan says to Hashem, Imlo Penechi Verecha. Let's see what happens if you start giving Eov physical suffering, physical pain. Let's see if he's still so faithful. Vayomer Hashem El Satan Hino Biyodcha Aches Nafsho Shemar. Okay, I'm giving him over in your hands, but you're not allowed to kill him. Vayetze Hasatan Meis Pnei Hashem Vayachas Eov. So the Satan goes and he starts his attack on Eov, his physical attack on Eov. He hits him with shchin, with all sorts of boils, and he has to make sure that Eov doesn't die. So Amar Yitzchak Kasha Tzara Shel Satan Yosef Mishal Eov, that the Tzara of the Satan was even greater than the Tzara of Eov. Mashal Evet Shemel Rabu Shvar Chavus Shmar Asyena. It's like a master telling an Evet, go break the barrel, but make sure the wine doesn't spill. He tells him to destroy Eov physically, but make sure he doesn't die. Once a person is suffering physically, it's very difficult to make sure that he's going to remain intact, that he's not going to die. It is interesting, some of the Achronim note that the Satan attacks Eov's children, the Satan attacks Eov's possessions, and then he goes straight for Eov physically. But in the first round, nor in the second round do we find that he ever attacks Eov's wife. Why doesn't it? So in the first round, he doesn't go for his wife. He doesn't attack Eov's wife. So Pashtus is, you have to say, because he was told that you're not allowed to touch Eov. And Ishto Kigufo, and therefore you have to assume that it was off limits, that Eov's wife was in fact off limits at that point. And then in the second round, he had permission to go after Eov personally, so it was unnecessary. Amrei Shlakish, who Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMaves? The Satan, the Yetzirah, and the Malach HaMaves are all the same character. Who Satan, Dechziv, Ve'yitzeh Satan, Meis Pnei Hashem. He's the Satan, it says in Eov, that the Satan went Meis Pnei Hashem. Hu Yetzer Hara, we find from the fact that it used Lashon Rak, Ksiv Hasam, Rak Ra, Kol Ayom, Ksiv Hachan, it says by Eov, by the Satan, Rak Elov Al Tishlach Yadecha. So we see that the Satan and the Yetzer Hara are the same character, because the term Rak is used by both of them. And Hu Malach HaMaves, and we know he's also the Malach HaMaves, because the Pasuk says, Ach Es Nafsho Shemar, make sure that you don't take his life. What do you mean, make sure you don't take his life? life. Who's authorized to take his life? Amla b'didei kaima. Apparently, this is the kind of thing that this character would normally be doing. He would normally be taking a life. Why would he normally be taking a life? Because he is the Malach HaMaves. So that's how we know that it's all the same. Amar Rabbi Levi, Satan u'Penina l'shem shamayim niskavnu. Both the Satan and Penina, even though what they did was wrong, they both were mechavin l'shem shamayim. Right? Penina and Chana were both married to Elkanah. Chana was an akara. Penina had asara banim, and Penina used to make Chana feel terribly about that. So we're saying that she was acting l'shem shamayim to encourage Chana to daven properly, and through the tefillah, Chana would be answered. In fact, it worked. Chana did daven properly, and she was answered through a tefillah, and she had Shmuel. So it was l'shem shamayim niskavin. Satan, kimin dechazel kodesh baruch hu dinat yidaiti basariyov, amar chas shalom min shilei l'racham nusid avram. The l'shem shamayim of the Satan was that he saw how much affection Hashem had for Eov. He was afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would minimize the contribution of Avram Avinu because he's so enamored with Eov. So that was L'shem Shemayim. The Chassam Sofer says that even that is to be Mekatrig on Am Yisrael. Based on what the Shlach HaKadosh says, the Shlach HaKadosh writes in Parshat B'Chukosai that it's in the Parshat of the Tochah, it says V'zacharti as Brisi Yaakov to show the Tevia against Klal Yisrael, that they had such Avos Kedoshim and they didn't learn from the ways of the Avos HaKadoshim. That's the ultimate kitrug. So the Satan L'shem Shemayim, meaning that to elevate the status of Avram Avinu, but that too is a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Look where you came from. You came from someone even greater than Eov. You came from Avram Avinu, and still we don't behave. Penina Tichsiv, where do we find the L'shem Shemayim? Penina, the Pasuk says, V'chiasta V'chiasata Tzarasa Gam Ka'as Bavor Harima, that she would get Chana angry in order that Chana should be upset about her plight, about her situation, and hopefully that would lead her to tefillah. Drasha Rav Acha bar Yaakov b'Papunya. Rav Acha bar Yaakov taught this idea in Papunya that both the Satan and Chana and Penina were l'shem shemayim. Asa Satan nashke lekare. The Satan came and he kissed him on his feet. Apparently, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes that the Satan and the Malach HaMavis, Yetzer Hara, has some sort of shlita on the legs and the feet, on the bottom half of the body. Yaakov fights with the Malach and gets him on the thigh by the legs. Apparently, there's some connection with the legs and the feet and the Satan and the Malach HaMavis. Bekolzos lo chata Eov b'sfasav. And with all this, Eov still didn't say anything wrong. Amar Rava b'sfasav lo chata. He wasn't yet saying anything that wasn't appropriate, but belibo chata. In his heart, he was already saying things. Maika amar. So what did he say? Belibo. Eretz nitna biyad rasha, pnei shoftei yichase, im lo efo mihu, that the world has been given over in the hands of a rasha, and we no longer see the truth. We don't have judges to see the truth, and because if other than that, how can we explain what's happening to tzaddikim? Amar Rava bikesh Eov lafach kar al pia. Eov was trying to be kofer beikar. He was trying to be mecharif and megadev. Amar le'abayi lo diber Eov el kenegel asata. No, he was not being kofer beikar. He was just trying to say that the world has been given over into the hands of the Satan to do as he pleases. Kitanoi. This is in fact a machlokas tanoim, whether Eov was being mechari from a gadev or he's just speaking about the Satan. Eretz nitna biyad rasha Reb Lazar Omer. He was trying to turn the plate over on its mouth, meaning he was being kofer be'ikar. Amalo Rabbi Shul lo dibir Eov, ela klape satan. Then no, Eov was just speaking klape the satan. The Adrama writes, mistavr k'Rabbi Yeshua, that it's more mistavr like Rabbi Yeshua, that he was just speaking klape the satan. Al daitcha kilo ersha ve'in miyadcha matzil. That if you wanted it, I would not have been a rasha, in miyadcha matzil. What does that mean? Amarava bikesh Eov liftar skolam kulam. Eov wanted to exempt anybody from suffering for any sin that they have done. Amar l'fan of Ribono Shel Olam, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, just look at the way you created the world. Barasa Shar Parsos of Sedukos, Barasa Chamor Parsos of Klutos. You made different animals physically different. Some have split hooves, some do not have split hooves. Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Ganim. You created Gan Eden to give schar to the tzaddikim. You created Ganim to punish the Rishayim. Barasa tzaddikim, So so far everything was good, but then he says, and you created tzaddikim with the Yetzer Tov, and you created Rishayim with the Yetzer Hara that you gave them. Mi ma'akev al yadcha? Who could do against your will? We can't change the animals, we can't change Gan Eden and Gehenim, and we also can't change who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha. So essentially he's denying Bechira Chavshis. He's saying that some people are born as Rishayim and some people are born as tzaddikim. Umaya hadru lechavrei di'iov, and what are the Eov's friends respond to this taina? Afata tafar yira v'tigrasicha lifnei kel. Now you're causing people to lack Yerushamayim, because according to you everything is up to nature and no one has any option to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin. It's in fact not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzer Hara, yes, but he also created a Torah as a Tavlin for the Yetzer Hara, as a way to overpower that Yetzer Hara. So we have the ability to overpower that Yetzer Hara. Brisker Rav raised the question that in this Gemara it sounds like that's it. So all you need is the Torah. But the Gemara Brach says, in Pagu B'cha Menuvel Zeh, Mashchei LeBeis HaMedrash, that when the Yetzer Hara attacks, you bring it to the Beis HaMedrash. And then, when that doesn't work, Maskir Yom HaMisa. You should mention Yom HaMisa. Sounds like the Torah is not an absolute Tavlin, that it doesn't always work, that sometimes you have to go a step further than just learning Torah. So Brisker Rav initially suggested that when a person is sick, there are two types of refuahs. He says there is a natural refuah and there's a segula refuah. He says the way a natural refuah works is if you take a lot of it, you'll get better. You take a little of it, you'll get a little better. That it works in degrees, depending on how much you have a sore throat. You have a little bit, a very tiny little bit of chicken soup. Okay, we'll soothe it a little bit. You have more chicken soup, we'll soothe it more. But a person is following some sort of skula, if you don't follow it exactly to the letter, every single detail, the whole thing doesn't work, because there's no logical explanation why it works anyway. It has to follow exactly to the detail. So says Brisker Rav, that's what Torah is a tavlin in Biderach Skula, meaning you have to follow every single detail to the letter. And if you don't do that, then forget it. Then the whole thing's not going to work. So Reb Chaim didn't like that at all. He said that Brisker Rav said he told that to his father, and Reb Chaim didn't like that at all. He says, Brasa Torah tavlin. Tavlin means a regular refuah. It doesn't mean a skula. That Torah is a regular refuah. So he says, no, there's a difference between someone who's trying to avoid illness and someone who's already sick. That's the difference. That Brasi Torah Tavlin is you have Yetzer Hara, you haven't given in to the Yetzer Hara yet. But in Paga B'cha Menuvel Zeh, if the Menuvel's already taken advantage of you, then the Torah is not going to be enough. Then you're going to have to be Masker Yom HaMisa as well. So prior to a person sinning, the Torah will prevent sin. Once a person has sinned, the Torah is a first step, but he needs to do more than learn Torah. Darish Rava, May Dichsiv, Birkas Oved Alay Tavo, V'Lev Almana Arnein, Birkas Oved Alay Tavo, Melamit Shai Gozel Sadim Yisom Mashbicha Machzir Lehen. We're praising Eov over here of the good habits that he used to have. So one of the things he used to do is he would steal fields from Yisomim, improve those fields, and then give it right back to them. So again, here's a second example of something that ostensibly we're saying is good about Eov, very halachically questionable. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says one is not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to steal something from somebody, improve it, and then give it back to them. And then give it back to them. This is l'chora against the halacha. B'metzia daf samach aleph amid beis asu lignov al menas l'shalem arba v'chamisha. If you want to give someone tzedakah and you want to pay him the dalet vei, so you're not allowed to steal his animal and shecht it or sell it, so that you'll be chayiv to pay him dalet vei, because you know he's not going to accept tzedakah. That's not a methodology that we're allowed to use. So two basic approaches that the Rishonim and Achronim take. One is that Riyad Rama says, well, this must be assuming Eov was a guy. And therefore, a Jew is not allowed to be gonev al menas lemekat, but or al menas l'shalim dal vehei. But a goy maybe is allowed to. So that's why it's a praise for Eov. The Meiri suggests that everyone knew that this was his shtick, meaning it's only usher to do when the person's going to be upset that you stole from him, because he's going to think that he's never getting it back. But everyone knew this is what Eov did, you know. So when the Yisomim came and realized that Eov took their field, they celebrated. They went out and had a party because they knew exactly what was happening. So maybe in that situation it would not be aser. Okay, v'leiv almana arnin de kol hecha dava almana de lavu nasvila hava azl shadi shmei lava vavasi nasvila. Anytime there was an almana that people didn't want to marry, he would throw his name with her. What does that mean? So Rashi says he would claim she was a relative of his. Again, halachically questionable. You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to claim that someone's a relative when they're not, in order that she should be able to find the shidduch. So maybe it could be that that's one one of the exceptions that a person is allowed to lie for that purpose. Or it could be it's not an absolute lie. We're all krovim on some level. Okay. Lo shakol yishakel kasiva avasiba moznayim misu yachad. That if you measure out the punishment and suffering that I've had min hashamayim versus the actual sins that I did, we'll see which is greater, says Eov. Amarav Afrob Lupume di Eov, dirt in Eov's mouth. Chavrusa klape Shemaya. He's talking like Hashem is a friend of his, that he could start criticizing how Hashem is acting toward him. Lo yesh b'neinu mochiach yashis yad al shenenu. And then Eov goes on and says, if there was a judge between us, we'll see who is really right over here. Amarav Afrob Lupume di Eov, dirt in Eov's mouth. Klum yesh evit shemochiach es rabo. And Evit could give mussar to his master. Bris karati leinai ma'as ponan al basula. He says, I've done everything so good. I was never even mistaken. At an Ashes ish. Not only that, even a Panuya, I was never mistakel at. So Amar Rava Afra Lapume di Eov. Again, dirt in Eov's mouth. Eov Bachronaisa, look what he's taking credit for, that he didn't look at other people's wives. Avram Afil Bididelo Stakel. Avram wasn't even mistakel at his own wife. Tuchsiv Pasuk says, Hine no yadati ki yesho yifas marat. That Avram says to Sarah when they're going down to Mitzrayim, now I realize that you're beautiful. Apparently, previously, he didn't know that. It's only that he happened to catch a glimpse right now. So you see that he didn't even look at his own wife. Marsha, of course, raises the question, how could it be that he didn't look at Sarah? The Gemara in Kiddushim and Malfa Menalv says that a person's allowed to be Mekadish Nisha Achi Irena. We learn that from V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha. And don't tell me, yeah, but Avram Avinu was not Mechuyiv. Avram Avinu is Mekayim T'kola Torah Kulachlo. The Gemara in Yumachav Chesam Beis says, even Eruv Tavshilin. So don't tell me that Avram Avinu was not Mekayim. He should have been Mekayim V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha, which means you got to look at your wife before you marry her. So the Marsha says, of course he had seen Sarah when she was young, before they got married. He just hadn't been mistakel since then, and now she was an old. He figured she got old because he wasn't mistakel. He figured she wasn't as attractive anymore. It turned out that she didn't get old, that she aged very very gracefully. So kala anan vayilach kein yorit shaol lo yala. Amar Rava Mikan Shakafri of Betchias Amesim. Eov said that someone is Yorid Shaol and Lo Yale, that he goes down into the depths, doesn't come out. He was Kofar Betchias Amesim. Asher Basari Shufeni Vihirba Pitzechinam, that he cuts me and with the storm and for all for no reason. Amar Rava Eov Besaara Cheref U Besaare Shivuhu. His taina against Akash Baruch was with the lashon of Saara. Hashem responds with the lashon of Saara. Besaara Cheref Tuchsev Asher Basari Shufan. Amar lefan of Ribono Shlolam, Shem Ruach Sarah Avra lefanecha v'nischalivcha beini of le'oyev. What Eov was saying was maybe you had some sort of storm that blew things out of place, and you got confused between Eov and Oyev. You mixed up the two middle letters of my name, and you think I'm some sort of enemy of yours. Besari yishivuhu, and Hashem responded with Sa'ara. Dichsiv vayana Hashem Eov minasara vayomer eizno kigever chalatzecha eshal chavadieni, that gird yourself and strengthen yourself and let me know. Amar lo, harbin nim brasi ba'adam. Hashem says, look at all the hairs I created on a person's body. We call nimav nim brasi lagum v'neatzma. And each hair is its own hole that it grows from. Shal yushtayim yonkos miguma achas, that two cannot grow from the same hole in the body. Shal mali shtayim yonkos miguma achas, machshichus marein of shaladam. And if it were to happen like that, a person would lose his eyesight. Ben guma laguma lo nischalifli. Ben yiv lo nischalifli. I keep track of every hair on every human being's body. You don't think I'm able to keep track of whether you're Eov or Oyev? Look at the detail, the precision with which I run my world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Mi pilu gashet of tala, and he goes on to say, Harbe tipin brasi babim. I created many drops of rain in the clouds. We call tipa v'tipa brasi la defus b'fnei atzma. And every drop of rain has its own path that it comes down into this world. Kodesh lo yushtei tipin yotzos mi defus echad. So no two drops of rain go in the same path. Shel mo yushtei tipin yotzos mi defus echad. Mitash tashos sarts. It would ruin the land if it were to come down two drops in the same path. Veina motzias peros and motzia peros, and the land wouldn't grow any peros. Bein tipel the tipel lo neschalufi, bein yov lo oyev neschalufi. I keep track of every drop of rain. You don't think I keep track of who's Eov, who's Oyev? My mashmadai tal lishon de tefosi. How do we know that ta'ala is a lashon of a path? Amar Rab Barshila duchsev ayas ta'ala kivei sasayim zera. That Elio made a chafira in the ground and a path around it. So that's how you see. V'derech lechazis kolos. And again, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, the precision with which he runs his world. Harbe kolos barasi ba'avim. I created many sounds of thunder in the clouds. V'kol kol v'kol barasi lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. Each sound has its own path. K'deish lo yishtei kolos yotzos mishvil echad. That two cannot go in the same path. Shel mali yishtei kolos yotzos mishvil echad. Machriv in eskala olam. If that were to happen, the whole world would be destroyed. Ben kol kol on eschalifli, ben iov lo im eschalifli. I don't confuse two sounds for each other. You think I'm going to confuse iov and oyev? Hayadata eis ledes yali selu chol layelos tishmar. Furthermore, Hashem says, look at nature, ya'ala, a ya'ala type of animal, zuach zaris albana, is cruel to its children. V'sha'a shekora as leilid, when it crouches to laledes, to give birth, ola l'rosh ahar, it goes up to a mountaintop, k'dei sheyipol mimen of yamos, because it's so frustrated with the pain that the birthing process is causing, that it wants the child to just drop off the mountain and die. But I cause an eagle to come by just at that time, catch the baby and place the baby right in front of the mother. And at that point, the mother loves the baby. If the eagle were a moment too early or a moment too late, then the baby would die. That precision I have in terms of every moment, you don't think I can keep track of who's Eov, who's Oyev? And furthermore, this ayala, another type of animal, has a very narrow womb. When it's about to give birth, I bring a snake to bite it in the Beis Arechem. And it softens the entire area that allows for it to expand and for a birth to happen. If that snake were to come a moment earlier or a moment later, the mother would die from it, from the snake bite. I don't confuse that. You think I'm confusing Eov and Oyev? Eov lo bedas yedaber u'dvar lo vaskel. Eov was not thinking straight. He wasn't saying things with das and with seichel. Amar Rav mikan she'enadam nitfas b'shas tzaro. We see over here that you can't judge a person by what he says b'shas tzaro. At a shas tzar, a person is not acting in his own mind. He's not acting in his right mind, and he says things that he doesn't really mean. Sometimes people say hurtful things when they're suffering through a terrible personal pain, and others don't forget what they said as if they really meant it. It doesn't mean that they really meant it. It means that they're going through a difficult tzar and they don't know how to react. And all of Eov's friends heard about this terrible, all these terrible experiences that Eov was having. So they all came from wherever they lived, from the corners of the earth. So they came to go and talk to him and comfort him. What does it mean that they met together? They all came into the city in the same gate. Even though they all lived 300 parsels apart from each other. Well, how on earth did they know what was going on with Eov? They didn't have any sort of modern communication. So they sort of did. They had this crown. They had these trees. And then when the trees withered, they would know that one of their friends were in Sarah. So we should explain that a crown that had the images of all three friends on their crowns, and the image would change when someone was going through a tzara, so they'd be aware of that tzara. Unclear exactly how this works. It could be that it was through some sort of kishuv, Marsha writes, but if you say it was through some sort of kishuv, then you have to say they were b'nei Noach, and that Eov was a b'nei Noach also. Otherwise, and you have to assume that there's no isser of kishuv for b'nei Noach, that the isser is only for b'nei Yisrael. So, but however it was, they knew when they came. Amar of Ahainu Damriyin, she ochavra kachavri diyov o mitusa, that a person could have friends like Eov or suffer death, meaning that in one's worst times, one's true friends come out to help them. Vayiki echela adam l'rov al pnei adama uvanos yuldu lahem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar revia ba'ala olam. L'rov means that it was riboy, that a lot more, that he brought, when he brought daughters into the world, brought more people into the world. Rish Lakish Amar, l'rov is a lashon of meriva ba'ali olam, that through the daughters, it caused fighting to come into the world. It's like the Gemara in Yevamah says, Nav Samach Gimel, Zacha Adam, his wife is going to be an Ezer Kenegdo. Lo Zacha, she's Menagdoso. She's either an Ezer or she's Kenegdo. So she could bring about Meriva. She could bring about fighting if he's Lo Zacha, if he's not Zacha a helpful wife. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan l'didach da'amrit revia ba'al yalam me'emal lo nichlu b'nosav sheliyov. Well, if having daughters is revia ba'al yalam, it's a bracha of plenty, well then why when Eov's brachas were doubled at the end, did he not double the amount of daughters that he originally had? Amalei nihidu lo nichlu b'shemos, he didn't have double the number of daughters of nichlu b'yofi, but the second set of daughters were doubly beautiful to the first set. The chesiv ayhilo shivana banim v'shalosh banos vayikra shema achas yemima v'shema shenis kitzia v'shema shlishis keren apuch, that he had three daughters and each of their names are relate to their beauty, relate to something that was very very special about them. Yemima, the one that was called Yemima, she's a domeliom, she lit up like the sun in the middle of the day. Kitzia, she'a recha nodev kitzia, because she had a very pleasant aroma. Keren apuch, Amri debei Rabbi Shila, she domela karna de kera, she's like the horn of a keresh, a type of animal. Mechaychule bima ala bima rava. In Eretz Yisrael, they thought that was a joke. Karna de keresh lukusahi. That's a very ugly color, the horn of that animal. Why would that be a compliment that she looks like that? Ella, that she had such a complexion. Ella Rav Chista, some sort of skin disease to have that complexion, apparently. So Ella Rav Chista, kichrukma derishka. Now, it means that she's like a certain type of she had the complexion of a certain type of grass or vegetable that bimine that grows in the garden. Shenemar kisikri vafuch. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yisyalda lebarta. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi's son had a daughter. Have a kachalish daite, and he was upset. He was hoping for a boy. Amalei avua. So his father said, Revia bal yalam. What do you mean by bringing daughters into the world? You're bringing revia. You're bringing more plenty, more population in the world. Amalei bar kaparat anchum shal hevel nicham chavuch. Your father is comforting you with comfort with an empty comfort. Titania Eif Shalom blows harm blown the cables, because the Brisa tells us the world obviously cannot exist without both men and women. Ela Ashri Lemi Shabanim Zacharim, Va'ilo Lemi Shabanim the cables. But fortunate is one whose children are Zacharim, woe unto one whose children are the cables. Eif Shalom blow Bosom, Ublow Borsi. Similarly, the world cannot exist without people who sell delicious smelling spices and without people who sell horribly smelling hides of animals. Asher mishum nasa busmi, oyle mishum nasa borsi. But fortunate is one who gets to be in a pleasant smelling environment all day, as opposed to in a foul odor, with a foul odor all day. Kitanai, says Gemara, this is a machlokas tanaim, whether it is considered a great bracha to have daughters. Vashem beruches Avram bakol. My bakol. What does it mean Hashem blessed Avram bakol? So there are going to be seven interpretations in total, but three of them relate to daughters. Remeir omer, shalohai salobas. The blessing was that he didn't have a daughter. That's Bakol is Begematria Ben, Rashi writes on the Chumash. So that's why Hashem blessed him Bakol with the fact that he only had sons and he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shahaisalobas. No, Bakol means that he had every blessing, even a daughter. So that's also a blessing. Acherim Omrim Bas Haisalol Avram Uvakol Shema. And Acherim say he had a daughter and her name was Bakol. In Mesechus Horiyah stuff you give him a base, it says Acherim is always Rameir. So it's a little difficult over here to say that Acherim is Rameir, because Rameir is Cholik on Acherim. So you have to say, like Tosus writes in Brachos Daf Tes, that sometimes Acherim is not Rameir. I mean, not every place where it says Acherim is it Rameir. The Ramban writes in his commentary to the Torah, this sheet of Acherim is beyond the comprehension of most of us. Meaning, it can't mean what it simply sounds like, that Hashem bless Avram Bakol was just telling us the name of his daughter. There's some deep sod over here, because Ebenezer apparently made fun of this Gemara, and the Ramban, you know, like, what kind of ridiculous thing? And the Ramban said if the Ebenezer would have any inkling as to what the Gemara was actually talking about, his knees would be shaking, and he would be like, there's definitely something much, much deeper over here. Rabbi Lazar Madai Yomer Tzayinus Haisa B'liba Shal Avram Avinush, Kol Malchim Mizrach Amar Avmash. Now, when it says Avram was blessed by Kol, it means that he had the ability to see the stars, and all the other kings wanted to consult with him because of it. So, he had some sort of precious gem that caused refuah. And Hashem put that refuah in the sun after Avram died. When the day is full, when the sun shines, a person's illness gets a little lighter. wider, gets a little easier. Davar acher shelo marad Esav v'yamav. Another possibility of what it means that he was blessed by Kol is that Esav didn't rebel during his lifetime. Davar acher shas Yishmael tshuva v'yamav, that Yishmael did tshuva during his lifetime. Shelo marad Esav v'yamav minalan. How do I know Esav didn't rebel during his lifetime? Tuxav yavo Esav minasadavu ayefitana osa yom niftar Avram Avinu v'as Yaakov in tafshel adashem nachem es Yitzchak gaviv. That was the day. The day of the Mechiras HaBachar was the day of the death of Avram Avinu. Maishna shel adashim. Why was Yaakov making adashim? Amri ma'rav m'shmed rab barmari ma adash hazu ein lo peh af avel ein lo peh. It's a classic avelus food because it doesn't have a mouth. It doesn't have an opening, and an avel doesn't have a mouth to articulate what he's going through. Davar acher ma adash hazu megulgelas af avelus megulgelas m'gzeres kol bayolam. That just like an adasha is round and rolls, so to avelus rolls around to the entire world. May benayi, what's nafkamina? Between the two reasons of why we use adashim, can use eggs as a food for nicham avelim. It doesn't roll very well, but it also doesn't have a mouth. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chamish Averus Averus Rasha Ba'osa Yom Baal Narim Rasa Hargas Nefesh Kafar BeIkur Kafar B'Tchias Amesim V'Shatas Abchora. Esav did five massive Averus on that day that Avram Avinu died. So he didn't sin until Avram Avinu died, but he sure got it all in on the day that Avram Avinu actually did die. So Bez Hashem will start elaborating on each of the sins of Esav, Bez Hashem tomorrow. Thank you.